The United States has a military base in the region that could be key to anti-piracy efforts. That base is already vital to operations in Iraq and Afghanistan. It's on Diego Garcia. That's a small tropical island in the Indian Ocean. A new book tells how the U.S. base came to be located on Diego Garcia. And as the world's Jeb Sharp reports, it's not a pretty tale.
The story begins in the late 1950s. The Cold War is on, decolonization is sweeping the globe, newly independent countries are flexing their muscles. U.S. military planners realize the future of some of their bases is tenuous, so they start looking for new ones. The island of Diego Garcia made a perfect candidate, with its easy access to the Middle East, Africa, and Southeast Asia. But there was a hitch. A couple of thousand people lived there. The U.S. Navy said they had to go.
I want people to know about this story.
That's David Vine, the author of Island of Shame, The Secret History of the U.S. Military Base on Diego Garcia.
It is shocking and deeply sad, I think, that so few people in the United States know what the U.S. government did, know that the U.S. government expelled this entire people to create a military base.
First, however, the United States had to negotiate with Britain, which owns Diego Garcia. In 1966, Britain agreed to lease Diego Garcia and the surrounding islands to the United States. The U.S. paid the British $14 million, and in return, the U.K. agreed to expel the islanders, who are known as Chagosians. The expulsion started in 1968.
Chagosians, who were away from their islands for medical treatment or vacations on the western Indian Ocean island of Mauritius, were told when they went to return to their homes that your islands have been closed. They simply were barred from returning and marooned in Mauritius, separated from their homes, their property, their communities, many of their family members.
Next, the British began forcing the remaining islanders to leave. First, they restricted supplies to the islands. Then they resorted to violence.
British agents, with the help of U.S. Navy personnel, began the process by rounding up the Chagosians' pet dogs, putting them in sealed sheds, and gassing and burning them in front of their owners, the traumatized Chagosians. British agents rounded up the remaining Chagosians on Diego Garcia, put them on overcrowded cargo ships, and deported them.
Vine was a graduate student in anthropology when he first learned of the Chagosians 8 years ago. He was approached by the Chagosians' lawyers to do research and provide expert testimony on their situation. He makes a point of saying he wasn't paid for that work. What he found was an impoverished and heartbroken people fighting for the right to go home.
Three times the British courts have ruled their expulsion unlawful, and in 2000, the British government indicated it was willing to support and begin plans for a return. Subsequently, the British government had a change of heart. In last October, the highest court in the UK, the House of Lords, overturned the lower court rulings and effectively abolished the Chagosians' right of return and their right of abode in Diego Garcia and the Chagos Archipelago.
But the Chagosians are fighting on. They're taking their case to the European Court of Human Rights. David Vine hopes they'll get a hearing from the Obama administration as well. He says they don't object to the base and, in fact, would like the opportunity to be able to work there. For now, though, all they're asking is to resettle the outer islands of the archipelago, far from the base itself. Neither the State Department nor the Pentagon would grant an interview on Diego Garcia and the Chagosians, but back in 2006, State Department spokesman Justin Higgins described the U.S. position in an interview with the BBC.
As we've said when this matter has come up before, resettlement of the Outer Islands in the Chagos Archipelago would raise potential threats to the U.S. military facility on Diego Garcia. But this is sort of a long-standing policy, that we'd prefer to see those islands remain in their current state so that they wouldn't impede the operation of the U.S. base.
The Chagosians dispute the idea that they would pose a threat or otherwise impede operations at the base, but security expert John Pike thinks it's unlikely they'll ever win the argument. He says it's hard to overestimate the importance of the base to U.S. national security policy.
It's one of the three facilities from which the United States projects military power into the Eastern Hemisphere. There are only a couple of other bases on the planet that are as important as Diego Garcia.
There have even been allegations that Diego Garcia was a CIA black site prison for terrorism suspects. The CIA denies that, but acknowledges it was used as a refueling stop for rendition flights after 9/11. David Vine's book about the history of the base serves as a critique of decades of U.S. foreign policy, but at its heart, it's a plea for the Chagossians to be allowed to go home. For The World, I'm Jeb Sharp.